How difficult or easy has it been to carry on Gaudi's vision for this temple?
This was not so easy. But first, my father was architect and friend, and also Gaudi friend. And I received from my father many explanations about his Capo Laboro, the Sagrada Familia. And as I start my architectural studies, during some months, I was working here. And so I understand many of the problems and the solutions that Gaudi has given to his design with the help of geometry, with his new architecture. And so, when I finished my studies, I received to work and to design a little parish. And the parish gave to me freedom to design something with the same Gaudi ideas. And so I had an experience. And after this first experience, I received a most important projects of another church, not so little as the first, and also of other buildings, theatres, and auditoriums. And so I employed the Gaudi ideas. And one day, in 1984, I received in charge the continuation of the Sagrada Familia. Here I have this model. It is the church of a parish in Barcelona, with designed by myself, with Gaudi ideas. And so it is the reason that I am here, and with my knowledge of the Gaudi project with his models in plaster, when I received this work to do, I say yes, but in my head I have the possibility that all that Gaudi has made with his models, restored models, and with a big research to discover his geometrical rules and his modulation with always very simple arithmetical series, to arrive to discover all them, I need more as 4 and 5 years. And so it was possible to continue with these elements. And I think that the fidelity that Gaudi has given to his successors, I think that I was in a good way. I receive also the help of many other collaborators, sculptors, architects, engineers. It is very important that in Spain, the architects, we need not the help of engineers. An architect has sufficient studies to calculate structures. And the Gaudi structures are very simple, but it is necessary to know geometry. And geometry is very important for an architect. And so I work, and with the help of many other artists, we have arrived to the point to close the walls. Walls that were made with very old technologies, the the walls of the church are built with a very old Mediterranean technology that today exists in Catalonia. And this technology is very interesting, that with not big quantity of material, there are very resistance. And the surfaces designed by Gaudí, the hyperboloids, the parabolical hyperboloid, the conoid, the helicoid, and so on, so are generated by straight lines. And this is not so difficult, but you need to the research. And with the help of the computers, this is a big help, but it is not all. It is not sufficient, but it is possible to go faster. And so, after 26 years to work here, we are in this moment just to the dedication of the church by the Holy Father. This is, not a short explanation of my arrival and my work and the work of many collaborators.
Gaudí was a man of great faith, so it was obviously the Sagrada Familia. He had the love of God in mind when he was creating this structure.
Yes. I like to say to this, not many words. For example, he put in the architecture some words. For example, it is in the bell towers, the letters that you can read, Hosanna Excelsis, Santus, Santus, Santus. And Gaudí say, believers and not believers, only reading these words, this is to say something to God. And so the symbolism, it is very important in this architecture. It is a living architecture. And for them, Gaudí used color and movement. And the columns, it is a new column. It is not a Gothic column. It is not a Doric or Corinthian column. It is a new column generated for the straight lines with helicoids. And it is a geometrical rule, very simple, and all the columns with differences of forms are generated always in a basis that this is a polygon, a square, a rectangle, an hexagon, a dodecagon. But with this geometrical rule, it is possible with intersection in the space of two helicoids, one that grows to the height going to the left, a second of the same basis growing to the right, the intersection of these surfaces gives a result that change the star of the basis to the circle. It is not a magic thing, but it is really the work of a genius. And so Gaudí, with a modulation and with the very simple arithmetical series, for example, as for the calculation of the structure, the column need a diameter of 2 meters. Gaudí divided through 12. And all the columns of the Sagrada Familia are the little column. It is has a diameter of 1/12 of the biggest column. The second, 2/12, 3/12, what's 4/12? Very easy. But all this, it is only the work of genius. I am a successor. And for me, the most important were to arrive to understand these so rational ideas. Then Gaudí was a very big rationalist. Anything is all is made with a big reason. And so as you continue it the way, the Gaudí way, you arrive to the good solution. This was my work.
Did you ever think you'd see the day when a pope would come to the Sagrada Familia and consecrate it?
Yeah, for us it's really a joy. And we are grateful of this, that the Holy Father comes to Barcelona, and that the work of many generations, and now with the help of all the well, then the first time, this was only paid by the Catalan people. Today we receive money of all the well. Then we have any help of the administration. This church is built that we receive money for all the people of the world.
A people's church.
It is very important. In the main door, in the main facade, Gaudí named this facade Glory Facade. In the east facade, dedicated to the born of a child, Jesus. And in the west facade, dedicated to the passion and the resurrection also and the ascension of Jesus Christ. He employed different sculptures. Then it is not the same to close the born of a child as to close and to give an explanation of a man in the cross. And for them, Gaudí will was to present very different sculptures. One, it is very simple, enjoy it. The other is very terrible. This is Gaudí idea. But in the same time, in the Glory Facade, he says, the four bell towers needs 8 columns in the front of the facade. These are the ambulance. These 8 columns give to go in the indoor 7 doors. The 7 doors are dedicated to the 7 sacraments and also the 7 different sentences of the Our Father. It is a prayer. It is the prayer that we learn from Jesus Christ. And this is something that all people, believers and not believers, can understand. And this is a call, a big call to peace, to the universal fraternity, to the universal brotherhood, Our Father. It is a message that all the persons can understand. It is a way to the faith, and it is the Jesus Christ message. It is the best. And I put to myself the question, it is possible that so many people come in Barcelona to see this building in construction. We received day after day 8,000-10,000 persons during a year. More as 2.5 million that comes to see something that is not finished. And it's very important that in this building to start to the religious service. Then many people cannot understand this is a church. It is, for many people, something as the Disneyland. No, it is a church. For them, it's very important to start with the religious service, to the mass, and to have in certain moments a call, not only to see the monument, not only to see the fine arts. It is something that calls with the way of the fine arts to the faith. this is Gaudí. He was a man with a so big and so, in this moment is what, con una fe molto profonda, with a very deep faith, a very deep faith. I am a successor and I am very happy that to receive this work and to get the look, to have many collaborators, that this is not my work. It is the work of many people. The workers has an enthusiasm to work here. All the workers. Why? This is something that is coming from the high.